You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We've got some lovely guests in the studio, and we are talking about very cool, very strange theatre that is returning to Tamaki Makaurau. Hello, Matthew. Hello, Lee. How are you both this morning?
Morena. Good, thank you.
Pretty good, thank you.
It's very good to have you up here today. We're talking about interviews with the vampires.
Yeah, with our vampires.
With our vampires. I've been getting the grammar of that wrong all morning.
I think it was wrong.
You won't be the first.
We got it wrong. You've been probably getting it right.
I'm intrigued by this whole concept because I think I had COVID when you did this at the Unitarian Church, and I was very sad to miss out on it. But maybe give us a bit of context, Lee, to this project. The particular one we're talking about today is fundraising for Moriwai Community, which is awesome. But this kind of like crazy parody play world that you've been working in. Tell us a wee bit about where that idea came from for you and a bit of the history of it.
Okay, well, in 2013 maybe, me and my partner were living in Toronto, and I'd never seen The Fly, the Jeff Goldblum body horror Fly.
Yep.
And we watched it with some friends, and when we were watching it, I was like, there's only really three people in this.
Yeah.
They're mainly in one spot.
Yeah.
This would be a cool play. And my Canadian friends were like, yeah, cool. And then when I got back to New Zealand, I was like, I want to be that person that says they're going to do a thing and then does it.
Does the thing.
Yeah, so I roped in Tom Sainsbury and another friend, Carl Dixon, and we did a three-person fly, house
Amazing.
Fly, in our house for 4 nights maybe, and it was really fun.
That's so
Had
cool.
Strong, like, theatre kid energy, like, I'm putting on a show for my parents and my friends. And
then a curtain between the kitchen and the lounge, yeah.
Actually.
Literally,
yeah.
Yes.
Mean, perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, that was really fun. And then we went on to do, we did Misery.
Oh.
And I was very pregnant, which
wow.
was fun. And we did The Exorcist, but shitty with cardboard boxes. And Yvette Parsons was the possessed girl.
Incredible.
It was amazing. That's where I came in as a fan.
That's so good. Yeah, so you entered as a fan, Matthew.
Big fan.
And then stepped onto the stage at some point.
Honestly, The Exorcist was just one of the greatest things I'd ever seen. It was just kind of blew my mind. I saw it twice.
So good.
Just kind of cardboard props, but still somehow terrifying.
We had good lights in that one.
Yeah,
that,
really scary, but fun as hell.
Like, nice.
And so funny.
And we had a power cut on the first season we did at the Grayland Library Hall, which
oh
is
God.
A little bit spooky
yeah.
anyway. And then
Very
next to this
spooky.
Big Catholic church, and yeah, we had a power cut, and it was kind of like, it was a bit unnerving. And I'm
meter.
Glad it wasn't the first night, because
yeah.
I would have been quite scared. And Tom was like, I'm gonna get the lights back on, I'm gonna chant. And so he's in his full like priest outfit, like cheek
oh
priest
my
outfit,
God.
Like just doing some chanting, and they came on like bang on.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are gonna be stepping into when they come along to see Interviews with the Vampires.
Whoa.
Yes, well, it's Christian fucking Slater. Is not an actor anymore. He's a documentarian.
Ah, yes.
And so he's lucky enough to have met a real vampire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A very sad vampire called
so
Louis.
So sad. Played by the wonderful Jimmy Metherill.
Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, is it Jimmy's first time being in a play?
He was in plays at high school.
Oh, yeah, me
yeah.
too.
Nice. Yeah, cool. Sweet. I mean, that's a great... That's all you need, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need a theatre degree. You don't need stage experience. Just need to have been in, you know, the pantomime at high school.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
And it's, yeah, a good vibe with the group.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
I was never... When I was a small child, I was very shy and had the no friends. And my parents sent me to drama classes, and it really boosted my... It ruined, like, basically kind of... It kind of turned me to the dark side, because I turned into a massive show-off and loved it. And then I didn't do any plays for ages, and I thought that I'd never would ever again. And then Lee one day was like, would you like to play the role of Eleven in a Stranger Things parody play? And I was like, why?
Well, the reason why we did Strange Thing, was because of you. Because Matthew was like, I'd like to do a play. And I was like, I'd love to do a play with you. And then I was thinking about what we could do next.
Yeah.
And I was like, you've got the haircut. Do you want to be 11? And then commissioned my mum to make him like an 11 dress that could be like come off quickly for quick changes, because you're also playing.
I played seven characters in the last play.
There you go.
Wow.
That was exciting. I think I'm five characters in this one.
That's impressive
okay.
too.
Yeah, so a little ease off.
We're easing it up, yeah.
Now,
but yeah.
Do you have to have seen the film to get a cultural experience out of Interviews with the Vampires?
I don't think you would have to, but I think it would help help the enjoyment.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
It's a long movie.
Mm.
Dare I say it's a bit boring. It's full of hot people, but it's quite boring.
Hot people being a bit boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you could kind of half, you could do something else while you're watching it.
And a bit problematic as well. You know, Brad Pitt's character, his job is... he owns a plantation,
which we
address that somewhat in this, so kind of rewrite history a little bit.
I'm glad to hear it. I feel like this is one of those movies that people have got a bit of a cult following on, though, and I feel like the play, you know, really elicits that feeling as well. Where is it going to be performed? And tell us a wee bit about supporting Muriwai as a community with this as well.
We had the idea to do a fundraiser, like, to bring it back and do a fundraiser for people that need it. And then through some context, we kind of, focus in on this group. And so we just want to kind of do what we can.
Yeah, awesome.
Where it is exactly is...
Can't say.
It's a secret location. So if you're interested in... So it's on June the 9th.
Okay.
And if you email nightnightwaffles...
Great.
@gmail.com.
That email again.
nightnightwaffles@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Then we will give you the information you need to make your donation.
Perfect.
And then once you've made your donation and you get on the guest list and then you get more information about where exactly it is. But it is in central Tāmaki. Yeah. So
cool.
You could just go to Night Waffles page on Instagram and it's there as well in case you didn't pull Excellent. Over the car and write that down.
We will put all the links and we will put the email address in the podcast after the show as well.
Amazing. So and we also have a little YouTube, we did a little thing at the Hollywood. We had
a little taster thing.
Could put the link there so you can get an idea of if you're like, that is absolutely not for me. God, that looks annoying.
You'll know this is the litmus test. Is this the vibe? I'm not sure. Oh, yes, it is.
Definitely worth mentioning, and maybe a slight disclaimer that it's incredibly stupid.
I'd be offended if it wasn't, I think. You
interviews
know?
With our vampires.
We just needed to give people a heads up.
Yeah.
On
again, there's just three people in it, and there are maybe seven or eight characters. So.
Brilliant. Yeah. I'm obsessed already.
And it's dress up because that really helps the vibe. So any kind of vampire-y dress up. And afterwards, there's two DJs.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
DJ Anne Taylor, DJ Emily Milishama.
Yeah.
And so, we're going to do some dancing dressed up.
This sounds like a big old party evening, I have to say.
Yeah.
It is a big old party. So old, it's centuries old.
Centuries old. Interviews with the vampires. We will put all the links, as I said, in the podcast so people can find it. You've got, like a couple of weeks, I reckon, to go watch the movie, do your homework.
Yeah.
Really prepare your costume. Get yourself set up for this so that you can go in full steam.
Yeah.
I did speak to some people after our Unitarian Church show who were like, I didn't even know it was a movie, I'd never even seen it. And I loved it. And so just want to say it's not just for it's not just for certain people who've seen, you know, the lucky few, the privileged people with DVD players.
I think it might be on Netflix now.
Really?
Maybe. And also the next day, Academy Cinema are doing like an all day Twilight saga, if you will. So I feel like if you wanted to
have a whole vampire weekend. Yeah. Pun I did not mean. Oh, God. Sorry, everyone.
She didn't mean to. I saw across
the panic in my eyes. Oh, no. Hey, thank you both so much for coming in to speak with us about interviews with the vampires.
Thank you for having us. We had to be invited in, and we were, so that's good.
It was great to have you here.
Rachel, do you mind if I say a very quick big thank you to Blockhouse Bay Community Centre who've been letting us rehearse there?
Yes, please.
Not letting us. If anyone is interested in rehearsing somewhere, there's this amazing, like 100-year-old, more than 100 years old house. Beautiful old house in Blockhouse Bay, and you can rehearse there for $25 an hour.
Get out.
And it's incredible. It's got a piano in there, and it's probably haunted, I'm going to say. It is now.
Haunted by the ghosts of great art.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you both so much. We will see you at
thank
the
you.
Mystery location
yeah.
very soon.
Wonderful. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.